AM 1470 is WIBD West Bend and W237 CJ West Bend, a Magnum.media station.
And it is 9 o'clock, 61 degrees in West Bend, and we have a studio full of guests for the community conversation, so I'm going to have the panel go ahead and briefly introduce themselves this morning. I guess we'll just start over here on my left.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gordon Haberman. I'm here with the Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial, which we are going to be building in Kewaskum. Joining me today is Andrew Johnson, the owner and publisher of the Kewaskum Statesman, and on our board of directors, along with Michael Martin, vice president at Epic Creative, also on our board and directing our campaign, and Mr. Jerry Gosa, who's been with me from the beginning on getting the steel to Kewaskum and in the planning of the memorial. Not with us today are other board members, Amanda Follett of Schlamer Law. She keeps us legal and focused, and great asset. And the law firm's great asset. Dustin Melzark, one of our architects and graduate of Kewaskum High School, now with us. Matt Heiser is on our board. He is the village administrator of Kewaskum. And also missing is Tom Fabitz, who's our military connection with the memorial. So that being said, I think we can go ahead here.
All right. Where do we want to go from here?
Well, first of all, Rick, thanks for having us on today. We've since the last time we've been on the air, we've made a number of we've made a lot of progress on where the Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial is, including updating the name to the Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial.
Kewaskum
remembers, and I believe the last time, Gordy, that you were on here, that the location was still in front of the fire department, correct? And now we have a new location.
Absolutely. We hit a little bit of a snag because the former site in front of the fire station created some traffic issues on ingress and egress of emergency vehicles, and we had to find a new location. And that's where the village of Kewaskum truly stepped up. Matt Heiser proffered, how about the site in front of the annex building right on Highway 45? And even though it set us back about a year in time because we had to get new surveys and retool the design with Flagstone Landscaping in Cedarburg, it cost us about a year. However, it allowed us a tremendous amount of more space on the more centrally located in Kewaskum. And the design is truly memorable here. And that switch, even though it cost us time, allowed us to put in a military area on the site, expand a bit the actual design of the memorial. So, and it allowed us to also bring on board people like and companies like Epic Creative to retool our marketing. This will truly be a destination spot in Washington County and southeastern Wisconsin for commemorating a very terrible event.
So as we come up onto the anniversary of the event, we've just recently announced that we are going to be able to sell bricks. We've got our we're working with the company in Jackson to get the bricks.
Miller Monument
to have five different sizes of bricks. If you go to our website, Wisconsin911memorial.com, there's a order form currently that's on there that you can download, fill out, and send in. Coming up soon, we'll be having that available to make those purchases online and have your 100% tax deductible purchase of the bricks online. That will help build the memorial and also commemorate your name, your family's name, your organization's name in the memorial itself. Plus, we have a ton of different sponsorship levels available, including that military area that Gordon was talking about. We have a number of different opportunities there. If you go to the sponsorship portion of the website, again, Wisconsin911memorial.com, you can see some of those options and get in touch with us, and we can start the conversation of how you can get involved. So it's from the Epic Creative side, it's been a really neat to see this all coming together and seeing how much it's progressed. This is starting to take off in a way that Gordon's laid the and Jerry and team have laid the foundation for this to succeed. And now that we have the space, we have a beautiful rendering. You can see a fly-through video on the website of what it's going to look like when it's complete. We now have all the pieces in place. We just need to, and we've got some great partners. We just need to get over a certain hump in order to start the building process. And we're hoping to do so in the spring, right?
Absolutely. Our target is to start in the spring of 2019. And it's been a long journey. And Jerry and I started this journey a long time ago. It actually started in New York, of course. My daughter Andrea was killed that morning, murdered. And but it wasn't until 2011 I was made aware that certain pieces of steel were being released from the North Tower. And it was out at a visit at JFK Airport in the hangar where all the artifacts were kept that we found this piece of steel. An application was made by Larry Amel, Jerry Gosa, and the Kewaskum Arts Council for procurement of a piece of the Trade Center. And that's how the journey started. We did not get the steel back here until 2014. As a matter of fact, Jerry and I drove out, and we actually brought it back in a U-Haul trailer. And it's a powerful testament to what happened that day. And from that point, that's how this memorial concept and idea started. The memorial, when built, will be a testament not only to a terrible day in this country's history and the loss of 2,977 people who just went to work. However, going forward, it will serve to educate generations to come of an event that changed this country. And that's how we started. This is where we're going, and we now have the right people. We just need the funding to start this.
And a lot of folks have actually had a chance to see that piece of the girder because it's been at a number of events and a number of parades, and so you've been out there keeping this project kind of in the forefront and moving things along since the steel's been back.
Absolutely, and the response has been tremendous from the community. It just has been truly overwhelming, actually. And it's $25, it's $50, it's $100, it's and now we have the brick campaign going that will be there forever. And we have people like Andrew Johnson, who has experienced, you know, the ripple effects of 9/11 are stunning.
It's
humbling.
As Andrew, I'll step in. Andrew Johnson, publisher, Kewaskum Statesman, Gold Star father. My son, Lieutenant David Johnson, was killed in action in Afghanistan in January 25th, 2012. And what Gordy was just getting ready to talk about, I wanted to chime in about the ripple effects of 9/11. 9/11 was a turning point in history for the United States. And making 9/11 become real right here at home, here in little Washington County, it affected everybody. And this is as real as it gets. I mean, Gordy lost his daughter that fateful day as she was in the tower. And my son was one of those soldiers that gladly went to help fight the enemy, which is a war we will probably never finish. It's a changing point in our history, and with huge impacts. Now, Gordy's daughter is just one of many, and my son is one of many. My son is one of over 6,000 have been killed, and in Wisconsin we have approximately 300 that were been killed in the war since 9/11 through killed in action, like my son, from the enemy and suicide. Tremendous change in events, but. The idea of the memorial is that we don't want people to forget, and that this is not something that is ever going to change. It's a changing moment in time, and we need to educate. Now we're looking at 17 years later. A lot of the kids graduating high school were almost not born at that time. You know, it's a really different. You know, to put it in perspective, is such a different thing. And it's kind of like Pearl Harbor was one of those big things, too. And we just don't want to ever forget. We have, here in Wisconsin, I was just talking to our head chaplain and of our state. And we have three different units deployed in action right now in Wisconsin, from Wisconsin, that are fighting the enemy. I don't think even people realize that we're at war. We have three combat teams in action right now, and
God
you just don't really realize that. You know, you think, really? It's really true. And these people, Gordy can attest to this, these people really hate us. They really don't like us, and they'll do anything within their power to hurt us. And I don't know if, you know, even here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, the government does protect us in a good way. Not, you know, I'm in the news business, and local news business. And I will tell you that I have, because of my connection with generals and different people in the government, I in State Department, I am become aware of some of these, you know, like just a year and a half ago, two people went to Afghanistan to become trainers to you know, bomb makers, and they were caught at O'Hare Field coming back here to Wisconsin. Yeah. I don't think people really know that. I'm not really sure that they should know that, all that information. I happen to know that because of my connections. But there are people really out there that'll do this. And they really, and thank goodness we have a military and we have a government that does protect us. I mean, not all government is good, of course. I know we have all this political mess right now going on. However, the government is the people, and there is some really good things being done. But the 9/11 memorial, it is much more than just bricks and mortar and a little place that you can reflect at. It's going to be a place that every year on 9/11 that we hope to have the official ceremony for the state of Wisconsin to remember, and it is a place that we can go forward. We can go forward. And have a place of reflection, and that it really happened. We have a physical piece of steel that you can touch and feel. It's not a story in a book. It is real, and it really happened. And so that's some of my perspective on this. My son giving his life was difficult. Gordy and I, doing this kind of thing is not. I don't know how to say this nicely. It's not something that it's painful for people like me and for Gordy to do this. This is not a fun thing to bring this all up again. But I think both of us feel a deep obligation to our children both are surviving and ones that we lost, that that we won't let this go, that we will not allow this to be forgotten, you know. And sometimes I think we both feel like giving up many times, and but we are so very proud to be Americans, and we are trying to respond the right way, in a positive way. And and so we just thank the public for coming on this journey with us, and all the team members that have joined, and Epic and Jerry Gosa, and that are here in the studio with us right now. And we do have to raise a little money. We've changed the plans aggressively to make it a very, very nice, instead of just a little park. I mean, this is like a really nice place. I think we need to raise like $1 million or something. We have the people been very generous to us, I think. And so anyway, Jerry's saying, cut it out. But it is. And I'm involved in another project over in Dodge County, the Gold Star Memorial Trail, in memory of soldiers that have been killed from Wisconsin, killed in action. So anyway, I just want to thank the radio station for allowing us to come here. And those of you that are listening, I just thank you for listening. And thank you for your interest and support for our current veterans, our current soldiers, and our current family, military families, and families like Gordon's. And there's, I believe there's, how many other families in Wisconsin? Like 17?
Yes.
17 families.
That have connections to Wisconsin. Three of those were killed in the Pentagon. The stunning ripple effect of 9/11 that Andrew talked about 17 years later. Except for not being able to travel, I would have been down in Guantanamo Bay starting in Cuba Saturday. Hearings are going to progress against the five perpetrators of 9/11 down there this week. And my plan was actually to be in the courtroom on 9/11 down in the military tribunal area of Guantanamo Bay, because I wanted to show support for my daughter, but also I want to counter whatever these defendants are going to do in the courtroom down there. Truly, I've given up trying to understand radical behavior in these people. It's beyond the pale of understanding. It's only necessary now that I know that they hate us. They're going to continue this war forever. And until you face them in courtroom and realize the vehement hate that they have towards America, after being incarcerated for 17 years, 15 years, you do not understand. Americans don't understand this hate. This memorial is important, and as a testament to America, as a testament to Andrew's son, for example, and the 7,000 military men and women that have died since 9/11 and are going to continue to protect us, that a memorial like this stand.
And make no mistake about it, this is Andrew talking again, America has responded with great force and strength. Just my son's unit, Gordon, they had 300 confirmed kills, and they lost three. But they did. I know that's not talked about very much, but I want people to know that we are responding to those people, and we are not going to allow them to do any further or minimize the damage that they have caused. America is stepping up, and we will not allow that to happen. We definitely will not, Gordon.
Community conversation this morning, by the way, just to catch people up on where we are with folks in the Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial in Kewaskum, and want to make sure that's where we are. And then, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Not a problem.
So
thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Probably important to get this word out.
Can someone explain to me how the military portion is going to tie together? Because this was new to me. So
yeah, certainly.
Go ahead.
So the memorial itself, and again, if you go online to Wisconsin911memorial.com, you can see a nice layout of how this beautiful new park is going to look. It features an amphitheater. The piece of the steel from the World Trade Center will be the centerpiece. But coming out from that centerpiece are five educational stations. And those stations include one that is specific to the remembering those in the military and paying tribute to those who are who have served to Gold Star families such as Andrew, and also to those who are currently serving in all of the branches of the military. The five different educational centers will have one dedicated to the Twin Towers, one for the airline crews and passengers. The third one will be for the first responders who had given their lives, and the fourth will be for the volunteers who worked at Ground Zero during the aftermath. And then the fifth piece of that is for the military. That's the flag display and tribute area.
By the way, the 9/11 is an event that is a touchstone in American history that keeps on killing. On average, one a day of the Ground Zero workers, first responders, are dying of horrific cancers caused by exposure to the toxicity of working on that site.
There was just a news story this morning about a number that have developed breast cancer.
Yeah, over 13. And trust me when I say that when you were on that horrific site, I mean, the toxic dust that was in the air there, and these guys, many of which I know, and ladies that toiled down at Ground Zero daily, they live with the fear that some type of cancer is going to affect their longevity. And on an average, one a day are dying. Over 20,000 have illnesses. And when I think of New York, I have a whole New York family now, but they carry this with them on a daily basis. Three of them have cancers. They're going to die because they volunteered to find my daughter. This is a humbling experience. It's a continuing experience. And it's important that a memorial like this in Keewaskum go forward and people will be educated about this continuing war, this continuing sacrifice of our first responders. So I would urge you visit our website, look it over, come out to the site and see the steel. And thank you very much.
And one more piece, and Jerry Gosa can talk a bit about this. Coming up this weekend, we'll be doing that annual installation. Can you talk a little bit about what you're planning to do?
Well, for the last several years now, since we've had the steel in Keewaskum, we have, I believe they're 4x6 inches or 3x5 inch flags. And on each of the wooden sticks for the flags, we have one of the names of the 2,977 people that were lost, or killed, died on September 11, 2001. So we take all those flags, and we're going to be a little bit luckier this year. The ground's going to be a little bit softer. But I remember last year, the difficult time we had putting those 2,977 flags in the ground, but we'll be out there this weekend and we'll start putting these flags out on the ground. And it's quite humbling to pick up a flag. You can see the name of the person on the stick of the flag. You can see where they were, whether they're in the Pentagon or they're in the World Trade Center or on one of the airplanes, and you insert that into the ground. And as the number of flags increases over the ground, it's quite a sight. And it's quite interesting. We were doing this last year. We had quite a few people stop. You know, they knew what we were doing. They knew what the flags represented. And it's a real good visual reminder that the number 2,977 seems to be just a number, but when you start seeing the actual representation, that each one of these flags represents a human life, it is quite profound and obviously has an effect on you.
When we started the concept of this memorial, Jerry and I and Larry Amel, the purpose was also to educate going forward the young people that don't realize that their life has been impacted by 9/11. However, sir, we wish to serve that educational purpose. I would envision a goal after we get this baby built that we're able to offer scholarships to young people. Out in New York City, 9/11 is a curriculum item in schools. There isn't an individual in Lower Manhattan that hasn't been impacted by 9/11. With the Memorial Museum out there and good friends out there, they are training young people to go out into the country, speak to school districts about 9/11, and they all have a personal connection to 9/11, whether it be their fathers were killed, their brothers were killed, their uncles were killed. 9/11 is very real out in New York City on a daily basis. And our hope is to bring some of those groups here to southeastern Wisconsin school districts, and also to send some of our kids, young kids, out there to learn about 9/11.
Now, Jerry, you mentioned that you're putting, that these flags will be out this weekend. Is there any kind of observance or ceremony or anything planned?
Yes, on Tuesday, September 9th, on September 11th at 9 a.m., we'll have speakers and we'll have a ceremony. Some of the classes from the high school are coming over, and we'll have a nice remembrance ceremony on Tuesday morning.
Starting at 9?
Starting at 9 a.m.
Okay. All right. What else, gentlemen?
I would like to mention that although the original memorial started smaller with your daughter, Gordy, in mind, I think over the last year when we've expanded this and expanded it, the reason why Kewaskum is such a good place for this memorial is because about 80% of the population of the state of Wisconsin can get here within 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It is a great site, and then we renamed it to Wisconsin 9/11, so it's not just about your daughter. Yes, your daughter helped start it and the idea of your daughter's life, but what this did, this has been expanded to include all of the state of Wisconsin, and it is a perfect location. It is not too far from the highway.
Mm-hmm.
It is an hour from our three, from Madison, Milwaukee, hour and a half from Green Bay, and most of the population will have access. Our hope in the long run is that this service that Jerry just referred to, in the long run, we're hoping to expand that, and that it would be the official Wisconsin 9/11 memorial service once a year. And then, like Gordon said, out of that, we would do scholarships or do some good things, educational things, opportunities out of that. But I think that's important that that the listeners know that it's not just this little place in Kewaskum. It is located there in not just Washington County, but it's for the whole state of Wisconsin. And that's why it's called Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial.
And again, the location is located right on Highway 45, just south of Engelhard Dairy, in front of the Annex building. That's where the new memorial will be built, and that's where the service will be held on September 11th at 9 a.m.
And the website again for people who want to find out more.
Yes, it is Wisconsin911memorial.com.
And is that 9?
Yeah, 9-1. Nope, just 9-1-1. So Wisconsin911memorial.com.
Okay. Because sometimes you need it to get to the right place.
Certainly.
Could we tell the listeners about construction, where we are and where the plans are a little bit? Maybe.
That'd be great.
I'm not sure which one of you would like to talk as to.
So the current place that we're at is we're hoping to break ground, have enough of our in-kind donations of services and materials and be able to break ground in spring of 2019. The thought is we will build the memorial, each of the pieces. We will, again, the brick donation sales are available now on the website. And we hope to have that installed. And there's some other phases like parking upgrades and some things that we'll do down the road as we get further into the project. But currently, right now, we have some great partners that have been donating their time and services. We still need more in order to get to that point where we're able to break ground. But we're certain that by March-ish, we should be good to go. And once we... once we have a better scope of that, we'll certainly make an announcement that says when we will be breaking ground, but it will be in 2019.
Right. The project will be built in phases, and I don't want the number to scare people away or think it ostentatious. The main rotunda and the military area are the prime focus for us breaking ground in March of 2019. And so the number is significantly less for us to break ground. We've made tremendous progress with donations so far, but we need more. And I hate to say that, but at some point we've got to get this steel raised the beam.
And if your organization would like to be a part of this and to be forever commemorated with the memorial and associated with the memorial, please reach out to us through the website. Use the sponsorship area to learn more, and then contact us, and we will certainly get in touch with you and discuss a unique way that your organization can help. And again, community donations are what drives this. So you can make a donation online. You can buy a brick, have your family's name or your organization's name. There are five sizes that range in size in price from $125 up to $1,000. And they're really beautiful red granite bricks from Miller Monument. And we're very happy to have them be a part of this and to be working with us on this. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful memorial, and it is going to be a great piece of the community, not just for Washington County and Kewaskum, but for the entire state. And to be associated with that, not only will show really your support, but we'll also help get this off the ground and raise the beam.
Right. Well, gentlemen, once again, thank you for coming in, and thank you for your time in this, not only coming in here this morning, but the time and effort and sacrifice that you've made to get this project moving along. I know it's been difficult at times, but I think it will be a fitting tribute once it's finished. So again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I think